You are about to listen to Couple Power with Peter Sherris and Phyllis Kotz-Sherris, clinical psychologists who have been treating couples for more than two decades. Couple Power teaches how to get beyond their own individual needs and create a vision that empowers the couple as a single entity. Enjoy here on SevoPodcast.com.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast in the series of Couple Power podcasts. And this podcast is a conversation on commitment, the gateway to lifelong love. And I'm Peter Sherris, clinical psychologist and marital therapist, and I'm here with my lovely wife.
I'm Phyllis Kotz-Sherris, and I've been married to Peter for 34 years.
Also
34
a clinical,
wonderful years.
Wonderful years, and also a clinical psychologist.
And also a clinical psychologist.
So today we want to talk about the idea of what makes relationships work and what makes relationships last. And many times people come to us who are having difficulty or struggling in their relationships, wanting to make them better, or at least wanting to make them the way they used to be. And commonly, the most reported concern people have is about communication. So they actually come to us and say, we're not communicating very well. But as we found in years and years of working with people, in many cases, just teaching people to communicate clearly is not really enough. Because what happens when you say, here's what I want to tell you, is often what you communicate is not very nice. In fact, it might be quite nasty and set you back in your relationship. So we've discovered over all these years of working with people that it's not really communication that's the most important thing to deal with in setting up a couple that's likely to last lifelong.
That the first step in creating a profoundly fulfilling relationship and a path to lifelong love is being clear about the commitment. And by that, we don't mean commitment to the other person, like an obligation, so much as a commitment to the relationship itself and to the vision that you both create for that relationship.
We found over the period of working with couples that there are really, in Couple Power, four things that are very important to a significant, profoundly fulfilling relationship. And they occur in a particular order. The first is the commitment to being in the relationship and the commitment to the relationship itself. The second is the ability to cooperate, to work together as a team in relationship. Number three is communication, because once you are a team, it is important to communicate. And lastly, or fourth, is being in a community where other couples exist and being able to enjoy yourselves and share yourself in the relationship you have in your couple. And we will be talking in other podcasts about these various other C's. Today, we really want to concentrate on commitment.
Because as Peter was saying earlier, that is the foundation of everything. To teach you how to communicate without your being committed to the joint goal and vision for this relationship would possibly just take you further apart. So the kind of commitment we're talking about here requires a strong intention. You really need to have that vision for your relationship and stay committed to it. Because while we can fall in love, and that's actually the easy part, we don't fall into commitment. That part takes real intentionality, and it's not just work, it's fun as well, but we do need to be aware that that is what is called for.
And the first question that comes up in a commitment is, what are we committed to? What is it we're supposed to look like as a couple, as a relationship? So in many cases, we talk a lot about this idea of what's the vision you have. People get married or get in a long-term relationship, a committed relationship, without a real sense of where they're going to be years and years and years from now. They may say, this is what we want it to look like next week or next month or in a couple of years or when we have children. But rarely do we think about the long-term idea of what our relationship is going to look like. So we don't necessarily know how we're doing in relation to the commitment that we have.
And we may not even know how we're doing with the idea of being together in the present without some kind of measure for that. And that's what that commitment and a statement of the commitment can give us. It gives us a way to measure that. So what we want to do today is to give you some ideas about how you can create that commitment and state it in a way that gives you that foundation to build on.
And couples, like maybe businesses or families, often have a vision statement. If you work for a company, the idea is, what is the company for? What do we want the company to look like?
And so it's often called a mission statement.
Mission statement. So we often suggest that couples, sound maybe it's a little dry to say that, but we want them to have a mission statement. Where's the map leading? Where is it that we're going to go so we know if we're on the path or not? So we really encourage couples when we work with them to say, what do we want our relationship to look like? What do we want it to feel like now and in the future?
But it's not enough to just say it in that moment. You need to have some way to have it built into the routine of your relationship so that it's present to you whenever you need it, whenever you want it, and it gives you that foundation we're talking about that the commitment can give. So what we have done is we have outlined a way for you to create what we call a couple proclamation, a way to state what your vision is in a way that inspires you and even others.
You see, when we get married or make a declaration, usually it's in the form of something like marriage vows. We say, this is, we promise to love, honor, and cherish. And those are really great. And in that moment, that is the vision that we have for our relationship. But for most of us, we don't continue to do that. Most people don't remember their marriage vows past about the 20 minutes after their marriage or what they see on the videotape. And we don't have a routine way of reminding ourselves about that vision. Perhaps in the beginning, couples will have a statement like, I love you. Or they'll have a particular smile or a secret handshake or wink that reminds you of the commitment. But as you get to be married, and remember, if you're married or in a long-term relationship, 10, 15, 20, 40 years, those things aren't really present for us as time goes on, and we get kind of distant from it.
So we've created this thing I mentioned called a couple proclamation, and it is a statement of your vision that is jointly created that you say every day to really keep you present to what you are committed to. And by the way, you're going to be making several of these. So it's not like Peter was saying that it's like your marriage vows. You make this one statement and then you have to keep that forever. It's something you're constantly creating. So what are some of the elements of a couple proclamation? Well, first of all, it's like creating a new language. It's when we created our new country, we said we find these truths to be self-evident. Well, people didn't really know what that was, but what we were doing was creating something in our language that made it live for us in the moment.
So what happens a lot of times when we create these proclamations is we start with something that we're familiar with, and we say it as though it's happening now. And we actually create a structure for this kind of mantra, in a way, or this kind of a statement that we would say over and over again. I love you is an example, or we are a couple is an example, or we are profoundly related. And we practice saying it in the present tense in a short declarative kind of way as though it is really so.
Yeah, so we stay positive. There may be a lot of things that we want to change in our relationship or fix. We state the proclamation as though it is something that's already happening. And so you may need to fake it till you make it, but that's okay. So, for example, one of our proclamations that we found to be very useful when we were in a very stressful time is, we are a beacon of joy. And every time we said it, we got more present to the possibility.
Kind of a weird thing to say. We actually put it on a little sticky on our refrigerator.
And the idea of the beacon was that it shines out so that we could feel it from each other and we could put it out to other people as well.
But more importantly, it wasn't just the image. It's that we would regularly say it to each other. And when we did, we were reminded of what our commitment was and what we're committed to. And Phyllis mentioned before, it's really important. There's no right one of these. You just experiment and you change it. We change the ones that we have every 3 months to create kind of a new twist or a new vision or something else that we're working on. And it's something you say maybe in the morning or in the evening when things are going well, but it's something you especially say when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and that may be when the fake it till you make it part comes up. So you may not feel like saying it, but there are times where it makes a huge difference. I remember we were on a visit to see our kids in college, and somehow I got left on the street corner there while everybody else was off shopping or something, and I was fit to be tied. And when Peter showed up, I was out for blood. And what did he say? He said, "Let's say our proclamation." And I didn't exactly feel like a beacon of joy then. So at first I didn't want to do it, but then I remembered our commitment to our couple and to our family. And so we said it together. And my gosh, we must have saved ourselves several days of being in misery by just having that.
Well, and we knew we were going to make up eventually. So it's sort of a sign that we can go ahead and do that now, because we just get to be aware of what it is that we're about as a relationship. And, you know, it sounds a little trivial or a little bit artificial to do that, but it can be really helpful in the times when we feel like we don't have much control over what's going on. And it's based on what we say about what we want our lives together to be like.
Well, I think of another couple where it was a much more serious situation when she was wanting to move across the country to finish her graduate work, and her husband did not want to leave his home here or their home here. And they were actually talking about splitting up and possibly divorcing. And with our help, and sometimes it is useful to have another couple help you, doesn't have to be a professional couple even, they came up with a new couple proclamation, which was, "We are home for each other."
And in that minute when they created that, they saw being home wasn't the house they were living in or the property they owned. It was what they were able to have together just out of being together.
And that helped them get their priorities straight. So one of the things you can do is to look for metaphors that help to put this into perspective, like being home for each other, something that inspires you. And then, in addition to saying it every day, you may want to have some concrete representations to remind you of it, like putting little post-it notes around the house.
Or screensaver on your computer
or
on your iPhone.
One of the things that's fun to do is make a collage that you work on together that represents what that vision is for you, what that proclamation is all about.
So just to summarize how you create this proclamation is you make a sentence that describes who it is that you're going to be together for the coming period of time.
And it usually starts with we.
Yeah, so we are, or who we are is, and it's said in the present tense, not like it's going to happen, but as though it were happening now. You say it in a declarative sentence, not like a question, but like a statement of what's so, and that it's a fact, not a hope. That you, when you say we are home for each other, at the moment you say it, that's what becomes possible right there in that minute.
Right. And stay positive. You know, don't have a statement like, "We are not angry at each other." You want to come up with the most positive words
you can. It's something
about
what you want to have be there rather than what you want to have not be there.
Yeah. And then once you have that and you look at each other, see if it's lighting you up, if it's something that you can both be committed to and inspired by. And if it's not, don't settle. You know, maybe try it out for a while, but go back and find something that really does work for both of you.
And can be fun for you. One of our most fun proclamations was "We are cute," which we would say with great regularity, especially when we weren't feeling cute.
Yeah, I can't remember why it was at that time, whether we were on our 10th diet for the time of our relationship or what, but it did help to put things in perspective.
So we'd like you to consider creating a proclamation for your relationship as a statement of your commitment, and then to say it very, very regularly. And when you feel like it, you may want to change it and make another one.
So these proclamations actually build on each other. I remember one year recently when we started the year with the proclamation, we are way up there. And then we developed a new one that said, we are soaring. And the next one was, we are up to it. And finally, we came up with, we are over the top. And that one really set us on the road to what we wanted to accomplish. So you need to start where you are in the moment and have that inspire you to whatever the next step is, and then the next step. And that's what keeps us on the path to lifelong love.
So please join us at our website, www.couplepower.com, for more information and for other podcasts.